This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some U.S. colleges have faced declining enrollment since the recession began, but changes to a federal loan program about 3 years ago have hit especially hard some historically black colleges and universities. HBCU is the official acronym. From WABE in Atlanta, Martha Dalton has details.
Clark Atlanta University sophomore Jasmine Johnson says waiting for a loan to be approved can be stressful.
My freshman year, when I got here, I didn't have enough money because my Parent Plus hadn't been approved yet.
The Parent Plus is a federal student loan.
They did not let me move in my dorm, and I was like, where am I supposed to go? I have no family in Atlanta, and they just was like, well, you can't move in.
The new Plus loan requirements mean fewer students now qualify. In a two-year period, Clark Atlanta's enrollment dropped about 13%.
It's not like they're Ohio State with over 100,000 students.
Mary Beth Gassman is an HBCU expert and professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
An institution like Prairie View, for example, in Prairie View, Texas, has about 8,000 students. If they lose 100, 200, 300 students, they're going to feel an impact.
Gassman says federal officials didn't warn schools about the changes. She says HBCUs really felt the squeeze because they serve a higher number of low-income students who need to apply for loans. Lenora Jackson is Spelman's director of financial aid. She says the changes initially impacted about 200 of the school's 2,000 students.
200 students not coming back does affect the bottom line of our budget. So I would say that we had to come up with some very strategic ways of getting those students back in school.
Jackson says Spelman was proactive. The school offered student scholarships to make up the gap and coached parents on how to seek an appeal. Morehouse, on the other hand, had to cut $2.5 million from its budget. That meant laying off 50 employees. Gassman says it's not a crisis yet. Enrollment is up at some HBCUs. But she says if schools like Morehouse and Spelman can't recover, the effects could be widespread.
If we did not have these institutions, we would have a huge drop in the number of these students becoming doctors, becoming pharmacists, becoming scientists.
Federal officials have proposed changes to the PLUS loan. The new standards would relax some of the loan's credit requirements starting in the fall of 2015. In Atlanta, I'm Martha Dalton for Marketplace.